Episode 3128, Strong Anchor Lines.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to your weekend. Yes, it's Saturday. It's Relationship Builders, and I want you to focus on the one that you sleep next to. Yes, your spouse. I know it's sometimes hard that you are thinking that you're married because you've got 10,000 other things happening in your life, but today you're going to focus on that. In order to do that, you're not going to cast your net on the other side. Oh no, you're going to build strong anchor lines. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Woo! Are you ready for a ride? Because Pastor Dwayne Sheriff is going to take us on that ride. And I quote, "There's no time like the present to prepare yourself with the strong anchor lines needed to keep your relationship thriving amidst the challenges of the world." You know, marriage is an incredible journey with lots of ups and downs. But it's also filled with love, growth, and many shared adventures. However, you know you've got the challenges, right? Because the challenges of the world can often test even the strongest relationships. You're going to have those storms. They come. They look different for everybody. But I promise you, if you have not been through one in your marriage, you will have one. What it looks like, I don't know. But I want you to be prepared. And I don't want you to get to the point where you feel like, gosh, I just have to escape this. I don't want anybody ever to feel that way because there was a reason why you said I do. And I think we forget about that. So you cannot take for granted, right, one moment of your relationship with your spouse. Next to your relationship with God, that is the most important one because your family is only as strong as your marriage. Now, that's a strong statement. I get it. But in today's world, there are so many distractions and temptations that you have to be ever so diligent and consistent in pouring into your marriage. You deserve it. And so does your spouse. So what Pastor Dwayne is saying here is that you must prioritize now. You can't wait until there's a crisis. You can't wait till the tornado or the hurricane or the typhoon. Or all of the above. You can't wait for your foundation to start cracking because you've got to be stronger when it does crack. Because then you can overcome it together. My friend, prioritize your marriage now. And that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Prioritize your marriage now. You can't wait. Don't put up and tell me any excuses that you have. I get it. We're all busy. School's starting. We've got the fall approaching. I know a lot of us are just like, yes, bring on fall because we've had such a hot summer. I was talking to a good friend of mine and she lives out somewhat in the Midwest and it's going to be like 108 degrees there. Seriously, that's the temperature, not the heat index. It's been a hot summer everywhere. We've seen devastating wildfires. Look at Maui. And please do not forget Maui. As you know, I'm from Hawaii. If you can't afford it in your budget, please donate. Make sure you're donating to the right people, right? I'm not going to tell you who to donate to, but I would encourage you to donate. And if it's something that you can mark on your calendar, this is not something that's going to go away in a couple weeks or a few months. It's going to be years of rebuilding. So if you're one who says, I would like to give, then put it on your calendar and say, you know what? Every day, on the 19th, I'm going to give so much money, okay? And for that, I'm grateful for you because the people of Hawaii, the people specifically of Maui, of Lahaina, they are going to need all of us here, their mainland ohana, to help them get through this. But when I look at that particular horrible tragedy, and it's horrific, anything is horrific, right? We've got hurricane coming in. And it's coming up over into California area, right? I mean, you get hurricanes, but not like you do over in Florida and South Carolina and all of that area, Louisiana, right? Not that anybody wants it, Texas. No one wants to have a hurricane. But when you don't have them that often, it does kind of shake you up. My friend, I do not want you to be in the point of your marriage where you're so shaken that you do not know what to do except freeze. And then all you do is you cast your net on the other side. You say, I just want out. I'm done. I don't want you to get to that point. And unfortunately, a lot of us live on the edge of glory. And it's when we're all shaken, we're like, oh my gosh, I got to collect all the pieces. I got to put this all back together. You cannot wait till that moment in time because you may not have enough pieces to save your marriage and to continue building a foundation. And not only do you suffer, your spouse suffers, but your family suffers on both sides. Friends suffer. I mean, it's an extensive, it's not just between two people. It's a ripple effect. Some things have torn apart communities. Now, I'm not saying you need to wear that pressure, but you do need to look at this and say, you know what? The most important relationship that I have here on earth, if I'm married, is my marriage. The only one greater than that is your relationship with God, because he does come first. But we'll leave that for another episode. So prioritize your marriage now. What does that look like in real life? Number one, you've got to communicate effectively. It is hard, but you've got to. Open and honest communication forms the backbone of a strong and thriving marriage. It is the foundation upon which trust and understanding is built. So to establish strong anchor lines through communication, you got to have active listening. And what I mean by that is you've got to listen attentively to your spouse's words, their feelings, their concerns without interruption. And when you do that, it fosters this deep sense of validation. They are being seen and heard. Don't you want that? All of us want that. We want to be loved, we want to be seen, and we want to be heard. And when we do that, when we are actively listening, it shows respect, it builds empathy, and it strengthens the emotional bond between the two of you. And that's important. And that's just one way you can communicate effectively. Another way is expressing emotions constructively. Listen to that word carefully. It's constructively. Sharing thoughts, needs, and emotions in a considerate and positive manner helps to bridge any gaps in understanding. You do not want to burn bridges. You want to build them. And so, yes, you're going to have moments. We all have moments, but you should not have years. There's a difference. You should not have years of explosions all the time. Like, you can't handle yourself. You can have moments where you're just like, that's it, you're fit to be tied. We all have those moments, but they need to be remaining as moments, not, oh my goodness, I can because I can because I can breathe. That's an excuse for another day and an episode for another day. So avoiding criticism and defensiveness creates a safe space where both of you feel heard and valued. And when you can do that, you open yourself up to being what? Vulnerable. And you can really share where your heart is. Are you really broken? Are you really frustrated? And this could be in anything, not just between the two of you and what you're sharing, but what happened at work or what happened with the kids or what happened in the car, what happened in the grocery store. Okay, whatever, you can handle it together better. Also, another way to communicate effectively is regular check-ins. Initiate open conversations regularly to discuss the highs and lows of your lives that you're spending together. Take some date nights and talk about it. I love doing the walkie-talkies. I know it sounds weird, but it's kind of a fun thing to say. I mean, it dates me, I know. Walkie-talkies, do you remember those? Anyway, I think you could still buy them if you're a child, but not if you're a child, but it's in the kids' toy section still, walkie-talkies. And that's basically walk and talks, right? Where you just allow yourself to go back and forth and to hear each other. And the key is to not be distracted. So don't do this around your kiddos because you have to put on a mask, meaning you have to be someone you're not. Because maybe you're talking about a sensitive subject and all of a sudden your daughter walks in, you're like, you got to clam up. And it may be so sensitive that you've got tears flowing and your heart is literally breaking in front of your husband. I really want you to think about how you have these regular checkups and check-ins and establish that supportive atmosphere that strengthens your marriage, that marital bond, right? Iron sharpens iron. You can only do that if you're on the same team. If you're playing against each other, if you're like, I don't think I really want to put anything into this, then you're not going to get a whole lot out of it. Number two, cultivate trust. Trust forms the bedrock of a thriving marriage, nourishing emotional intimacy and fostering a sense of security. And come on, women, we like to feel secure. That is one of the number one things we are looking for in a man, believe it or not. Now, I'm not saying that. Statistics say that. So whatever research out there, it says that women want security. And we do, if you think about it. We want to feel safe. So to cultivate that trust and establish strong anchor lines, you've got to be honest and transparent. Being truthful and open about both the positive and the challenging aspects of your life cultivates this environment, creates this landscape of trust, right? It's weaving the fabric of trust. So sharing vulnerabilities and fears often lead to a deeper connection and a shared commitment to navigating life together and getting through it. When you're on the roller coaster of life, man, you're going to have twists and turns. You want to be yelling together, not against each other. So really allow that fabric that you are knitting together to have honesty and transparency in it. Also, you've got to have consistency and reliability. Showing up consistently and following through on commitments demonstrates what? Reliability. You can depend on me, babe. I got you. Being someone that your partner can depend upon, that your husband says, oh, yeah, I know, no matter what, I ask her and she's going to follow through. Now, are you going to make mistakes? Of course, we all do it. I've made so many mistakes. I've dropped a few things, but you know what? You apologize and you do better next time. That's just how it goes down. So being someone that your spouse can depend on creates that strong sense of security and stability of which we all want. I don't care if you're man or woman, you want that security and stability. And then also another thing when you're trying to cultivate trust is respecting boundaries. Respect each other's boundaries and personal space. And when you do so, it builds trust. Now, I know, I can hear it already. People are like, yeah, but what if I'm not really like trusting of my husband or my wife and I'm not really sure, like, I've seen some things. Okay, they've got to earn that trust back, okay? But one thing you have to realize is sometimes you have to step out in faith. And if you've had those hard conversations where you've had to overcome a few things where maybe trust is not as high as it was at one point in your marriage than it is now, or maybe it's higher now than it was, it takes you stepping out in faith and saying, you know what, I'm going to give you a chance, but no, I'm watching. And that's okay to say that. Now, you don't have to be a jerk about it. If you do this, then that's it. I'm done. I'm taking my net to the other side. Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to show a deep understanding and acceptance of your spouse's individuality while still having that mutual respect. And it takes two to do this. And I know it's challenging. I know it's difficult. But that's when checking in, right? Go back to the beginning when you're talking about communicating effectively. Those regular check-ins, man, if you at all are questioning what your spouse is doing, that's a good time to have a heart-to-heart. Don't let it sit here and be kind of this pit and you're starting to keep score and then all of a sudden one day you're like, that's it, and you just explode and there's threats coming out of your mouth, there's four-letter words and other words that you didn't even know existed in the alphabet and you're like, I don't know what came over me, but it did. And now you're literally on two different ships and you don't even know that you can be healed or you can come back together again. I don't want you to get to that. So communicate effectively, cultivate trust. And finally, number three, prioritize quality time amidst the busyness of life. And it is here, my friend, it is here. School is starting. We've got football. I mean, come on, bring on football. And sometimes I think I love football more than my husband does, even though we used to watch it a lot together, but now, maybe now he won't as much. He's kind of done some changes in his career. But in saying all that, he would take a nap and I would sit there and cheer and I'd have to be quiet because I couldn't get real loud because he was sleeping and taking a nap. But yes, you got football, you've got kids' activities, sports starting up at schools, and man, you're going to want to be cheering on and you're just diving into everything. And maybe now your volunteer ladder has increased because you're involved in three extra things that you're like, I really don't want to, but I know I need to because my kids are involved and I need to be involved. I get that. So amidst all of this, right, because that's real life, you've got to make intentional efforts to spend quality time together. Notice I did not say quantity. I said quality time. And that is vital for nurturing a thriving marriage. So how can you establish these strong anchor lines through quality time? Date nights. We already talked about that. Schedule your date nights. And when you do that, it allows you two to reconnect and to create cherished memories. Go do something new, right? Or do your walkie-talkies, right? Just go for a walk, a long walk. Fall, hopefully, I pray, is going to be cooling down. And when it does that, just allow yourself to go outside and just be together. And if you have to, you're like, yeah, but the mosquitoes kill me. Okay, then put on either your good old smelly stuff, you know, that you like to spray on. But if you don't like to spray that stuff on, put a couple dryer sheets, rub it on your clothes, stick them in your shorts or your pants or joggers, whatever you have on, and then go for a walk. Seriously, it does help, by the way. That's just a sidebar. So date nights. Another thing is shared hobbies or interests. If you don't have any, create one. We went on vacation a few weeks back, and we'd never done Topgolf. My husband and I used to, well, I didn't really golf. I kind of went. He did so more than I did, but I would go a couple times and I did enjoy it. I'm not very good at it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it's swinging a ball. I mean, swinging the club to hit the ball. And I'm like, that's kind of satisfying to some degree. You know, you're hitting something you're supposed to be hitting. You know what I mean? But that's one thing. We went to Topgolf. I'm like, this is fun. I'm like, you know what? This is something I may want to work into as he slows down and I kind of pick up the tempo and create your noun, the business here. Then maybe we can do that a couple times a month and just enjoy our time together. Just the two of us, not bringing in the grandkids, not bringing, you know, our children. I love them to death, but mom and dad need their time too. And it's important. So engage in activities that both of you can enjoy. Maybe you like to go to concerts then, right? We can get out now. Take advantage of that. You only live once, right? I mean, come on, think about it. So create these memories now. And when you do that, it really does strengthen the sense of companionship and understanding within your marriage. And then also another thing is just be mindfully present. Presence is key. And we think we're there, but we so are not. When you're fully present during the moments that you're together, whether it's during conversations, meals, or shared experiences, let me tell you, it is critical. Dedicating uninterrupted time and actively engaging in communication helps to deepen the emotional connection between the two of you. I got to tell you this story. My husband and I are very different. I'm very much a multitasker. Mom of five, we've got grandbaby number two coming, so we've got our little guy who's 2 years old, and we have a little girl on the way. Oh, I'm so excited. Anyway, so we're thrilled, and she's coming in the fall, and I am just delighted. So if we don't have any more grandchildren, I'll have a boy and a girl, and I will be delighted. God has blessed me, and I just, yes, I am absolutely, you know, speechless in that regard because I'm absolutely thrilled. But you see, I'm one who can multitask. And yes, believe it or not, that is a real thing. Not very many people can do it. It's a small percentage. Go out and look at the research, but I will not bore you with that now. I am one of those few, okay? It's a curse and a blessing all at the same time. In my marriage, it's a curse. Why? Because I can sit here and do two or three things and my husband can be talking to me and I get exactly what's going on. I can have a child come in and interrupt me. I can have a phone call or text something that I need to address immediately. I can do that and still be in full communication and listening to my husband. I know it's weird. Call me weird. Call me what it is. But it's great for me, but it's bad for my husband. You see, he doesn't think I'm present, and so it disrupts his thinking. So you've got to look too on the other person's side. So for my husband, for him to know that I am present and I am tuned in to him, I cannot be distracted. I cannot be multitasking. He does not like me cooking, having a show on, music going, talking to the kids, and listening to how his day went. It doesn't work for him. Works fine for me. It's great. But for him, oh, it's just like, no, he loses his train of thought. That's just how he's built. Okay? It's a quirk of his. Drives me crazy. But you see, I want to honor him. Okay? That's the key here. So when we have our time together, right, prioritizing that quality time, you better believe I'm going to be mindfully present with him. So are you doing what you need to do in your marriage when it comes to strong anchor lines? Because I cannot stress enough, the key to a strong marriage is the foundation you build. And that comes from building those strong anchor lines. You've got to have a continuous and intentional process that keeps the lines of communication open. It truly cultivates trust and prioritizes that quality time together. If you have these three, you're on your way to a solid foundation. Now, I believe you have to have it all in the fabric of God, though. This just doesn't come as, oh, I'm just going to do whatever and think I can handle this and I don't have to worry about anything else. No, I do believe you need to have God in your marriage, but that's my belief. My guess is that's your belief too, but if not, that's okay. I'm not here. I'm just telling you where I come from. But you can thrive regardless of what you've been through in your marriage up until today, this moment in time. Do this and you will be on your way to ensuring a thriving and lifelong bond. But you've got to be willing to put the effort into it. Remember, there's no time like the present to strengthen the anchor lines connecting two hearts in love. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.